Is that how we started off?
I keep trying to get an orgy to happen.
High Mystery.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Hi. And welcome. You're listening to High Mystery.
High Mystery.
Hi, Mystery.
Hi.
This is the podcast where, you know, we get high.
We do.
With weed. Not to be confused with, you know, PCP or meth.
I mean, also on life.
Yeah, it may be
the
caffeine.
The weed helps with the life. Yes.
Definitely not heroin or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Nope.
No. Not till I'm 80.
No. No pills, no powders.
Only our Patreon subscribers get that.
Yes. And yeah, once we get super duper high, then we talk about some mysteries.
Yeah. What?
So today, we're going to get high, and I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Holly.
And you are?
The listeners.
Yeah, that's where you just respond to the computer or whatever you're listening to this on.
Yeah, shout out your name randomly and let people look at you strange.
We'll show you how it's done. We'll let our guests holler out a little something. We've got a special guest in the studio today.
Yay, hello!
And that's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
We also recommend that you partake in the THC and CBD in whichever form that you please.
There are many ways to consume THC, and we have a new one right here in the studio.
New and fancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we met the men and women of Boundless Technology at High Times Cannabis Cup. That's the one. And they were nice enough to hook us up with a terp pen, which is a nice little way to smoke, what is it? Wax.
Dabs.
Yeah. They were actually showing samples of people like at the cannabis cup. Why can't I talk today?
I don't know.
There we go. We should have done a warm up. But when we saw them at a cannabis cup, they were giving out samples of dab hits using what they were calling keef pucks.
Ooh.
It was kind of cool. They were like little UFO shaped, little just like
stamp outs of Keith.
And that's what you hit when you took the free dabs at their station. Mm-hmm.
And you said this is called the terp pen, right?
Yes, this is the terp pen.
I feel like they probably named it that because you were saying that like the temperature, they've like figured it out. So it's just right. You're really tasting a lot of like the terpenes, I'm sure. Because like if you burn it too hot, like if you just burn your wax or dabs too hot, like you're not going to taste the individual flavors, if you will, the terpenes that are associated with each strain.
The tannins of the weed
exactly.
bowl. Yeah.
The tannins of the weed bowl, yes.
Clay.
But it's nice. You just inhale, you just press it to your flower, whatever concentrate you're using. You press it right to it, and you inhale, and you get a nice dab hit.
Hit that dab. Terp pen it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the terp pen.
Nice. And yeah, there's no button or anything. So like storage, there won't be like, you know, it going off in your bag or whatever. It's just activated by you inhaling.
And, you know, it's a beautiful pen. It's got a beautiful design to it. It's got those blue lights and everything. It's nice.
Yeah, it is well made. It's got it's fully stainless steel. It's got a ceramic coil. It's got a nice little magnetic cap to it. It's good to go. It's good stuff. So check out the terp pen. We're sending that around, dab hits around the room, but we are also smoking today. Holly's got something special.
I have a little itty-bitty mini death rocket. It's not itty-bitty, but it is jam-packed. it's smaller than your average blunt, but smaller than the regular death rocket that we smoked last week.
Tristan would call it just the right size.
Right. It'll get the job done. I mean, it's got the word death in it. Like, yeah. You know, I don't care how big or small it is. If it's being like, oh, you could die from this.
Yeah, you can die from a bullet.
Yeah, no matter what size.
No matter what size the bullet.
That's nice. Very light. It's not like usually a dab hit kind of feels like sometimes it's very intense and burns. This does not burn at all.
I feel like they got the temperature just right on there.
Yeah, and I'm surprised how many hits we all got off like a pretty small amount of like wax that was
probably needs another load up of wax on there for you, Ryan.
I keep looking for a button to press, but it doesn't happen.
No buttons.
No, no buttons.
This mini Death Rocket is sativa. It's got Pineapple Express flowers, Blue Dream hash, Lemon Jack Keef, and Silver Haze hash oil. And that's in a grapey wrap. Smells
grapey?
Like candy, yeah. Very grapey, like juices and such. And then it's got the fun cellophane wrap around it.
Cellulose.
Yeah.
Don't wrap your weed in cellophane.
Wrap it in cellophane and dip it in turpentine.
Yeah, if you haven't had these wraps before, they're really cool. They're fully clear so you can see all the flower inside, but they're made from cellulose so you can smoke it.
Nice. Yeah, cellulose is plant cells.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, you know, it's also, yeah, it's the healthy choice, if you will.
The healthier smoke for your lungs.
I will say, as someone who rolls quite often, it is one of the more difficult medians to roll with.
Yeah, I mean, if you've rolled rose petals into a blunt, you know, go ahead, get the cellulose. Now I'm calling it the cellophane. Don't smoke cellophane.
That is very smooth.
Rob just finally hit the terp pin. It's really nice.
It's very smooth.
They have clearly figured out the optimal temperature.
Wow.
Good job, Boundless Technologies.
But as we are getting well high,
I guess we have that mystery part.
We have lit that blunt.
We'll lit that bullet and puffed on that terp, terp pen. I bring you today the mystery of the crystal skull.
Boom, boom, boom. Crystal skull, crystal skull.
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
No, it doesn't count. That doesn't count.
He already explained the mystery.
That's nice. It's got a little grape flavor on your lips then, too. Mm-hmm.
So nice when it hits your lips.
But yes, as Rob has mentioned, you may know it most popularly from the Indiana Jones movie in 2008. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, so that movie was based on real events.
Right, you know, like when he climbed in the refrigerator to to survive the nuclear blast, yes.
Yes.
All
yes.
Based on fact.
Naturally. Harrison Ford really did that.
Yes, he does his own stunts. They definitely capitalized on this whole mystery and the fascination behind these crystal skulls.
Did they get much of it right?
You know, I feel like the general gist of the powers of the skulls was...
It's a good solid gist. Yeah. Got a good solid gist on there.
The magical skulls.
Yeah. In the beginning of the 19th century, there was around a dozen, which later on they turn out as like actually 13, carved skulls made of clear or milky white quartz.
Oh.
Some call this rock crystal. And they made their way into private and public collections around the globe.
Mm. When you said this was like 1900?
This was in the 19th century.
Oh, okay. So like 1800 to 1900, somewhere in there.
So, I have in my possession a quartz crystal skull. This was not made in the 19th century. This was made most likely quite recently with,
modern technology, yeah.
No doubt. But, you know, you can still kind of enjoy the majesty and the beauty and the magic within. I'll pass it around. You can kind of, like, feel it out. But, like, you know.
Yeah. It might enjoy. Go up on our Instagram.
It might.
I feel like I can see where if this was huge, you'd really be able to, like, stare into it and catch the light, and it might be a little more mystical and stuff.
Yeah. And these are all relatively the sizes of, like, human heads. Like, maybe a small human head. There was, like, one out of the 13 that was bigger, but they determined that that was, like, most likely... Out of all of them, it was, like, the most fake.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, Tristan, that just depends on where you believe the conception begins, because this is a human skull as well.
Oof. Getting political stuff I don't want right. to touch.
why is there a hole drilled in it?
Hmm?
Why is there a hole drilled in it?
Is there?
Yeah. The hole drilled all the way through.
I don't. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Is it really?
Maybe it was made for a necklace. I don't know.
Because I bought this for Tristan, so now I'm like, wait, what?
So, yeah. They're all about 5 inches by 7 inches by 5 inches. So that's 5 inches high, 7 inches long, 5 inches wide.
I feel like
that's
even.
Here, Holly.
I know you pointed out that this one we have here is made by modern technology, but even today, a skull made of that material that large would be a big deal, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still rare.
And it also piles on to the fact that they're all made of, like, one chunk. You know, it's not like
yeah.
a composite of a bunch of different quartz crystals mm-hmm. that they layered up and then,
yeah.
like, carved the thing. It's like one massive chunk of, yeah.
Yeah, we would never be talking about a pile of lumps smashed together.
They had to decide right at the beginning what they were going to carve, and they chose a skull.
They chose
yeah.
a skull, yeah.
Well, since then, the origins of these crystal skulls have been the subject of ongoing mystery and controversy.
Mystery? That's in the show name.
Yeah. And I read that, and I was like,
oh my God.
Perfect. So according to people who claim to have discovered the skulls, they date back thousands or even tens of thousands of years to ancient Mesoamerican civilizations such as the Aztec or the Toltec or the Maya.
Okay, so they came from the Americas.
Yeah, but gotcha. they're saying that it's like, even though they started showing up, like people started talking about in the 19th century, they're all claiming that, you know, they excavated
that
around that time, but they're...
Got you.
You know, beyond Maya.
So they're like, hey, we got these really cool skulls. And they're like, we've had those skulls for, like, so long. Those belong to old culture, man. You don't even... We knew about these skulls before you even born.
You think you know skulls. You don't know skulls. We know skulls.
Let me take you to school on some skulls, bro.
Skull school.
Many of the... people who believe in the crystal skull's ancient origin attribute supernatural powers to the objects, including healing properties and the power to expand a person's psychic abilities in their presence.
Ooh. They're
expanded.
Like Cerebro.
Yes. Later on, I will get into some facts about quartz crystals and some other things that may sway you into this way of believing and thinking. But I digress.
I was so glad he digressed.
Yeah.
What a digression that was.
If you sway Robert into believing in the power of crystals, I will give you one.
I mean, he's already on the ferry train.
Right?
So it's only a matter.
Are you really?
No.
Have I not seen you in the garden, talking to the fairies, putting up fairy circles?
I'm like on board with making the garden prettier.
If a fairy happened to show up.
Hey, that's all great.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's belief. He wasn't. Not once did I hear him say they don't exist.
He's just hedging his bets.
So one such individual, Anna Mitchell Hedges, claimed that the skull could cause visions. One such vision that she had was of the assassination of JFK.
Whoa.
She also said that it could cure cancer. And one time she used it to kill a man.
Oh.
I find that any blunt object good for killing a man.
I used it psychically.
We've done enough murder mysteries to know any blunt object will do.
This is true.
Wait, she predicted the assassination of JFK?
No, she had a vision, like a premonition of it, but like she only, you know, she told people after it happened. She's like, oh yeah, well I saw that. Like,
oh.
You know.
Yeah,
does
sure.
she think it's the grassy knoll people or does she think it's...
I did not look into what her theory was or what her vision was. I was like, okay.
For another episode!
Her vision didn't include a solve.
Another gentleman, Drunvalo.
Well, that's a name.
Drunvalo?
I am Drunvalo.
Yes. his last name I'm also going to butcher. Melchizedek. Or Michel Zedek. Oh, yeah, this guy. He's an author.
Yeah, no, you're doing it right, Holly. You have to hurt yourself to pronounce his name.
I'm still saying his name, actually. I just finished.
So, yes, this author writes about coming across an indigenous Mayan descendants in possession of one of these skulls. And they were doing an ancient ceremony in Yucatan. And he says, or they say during this thing, that it contains the souls of ancient Mayans who had entered the skull to await the time when their knowledge would once again be required.
They're just chilling out in the skull, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
They got Uno. They got chips.
Bitch, they're on spring break. They got margaritas. They got their whole cheer squad there.
Hot tub.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. I'll chill in the skull.
Some have linked the skulls to the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh.
Or claimed them as proof that extraterrestrials visited pre-Columbian civilizations such as the Aztecs.
I can believe that.
So what's the idea, that the aliens just knew how to make skulls really well, or like they turned some people's heads into skulls, or
these are just alien paperweights that fell out the back end of the ship?
Galaxa.
We're all going crazy.
Galaxa, where are all those freaking paperweights?
I confused the buttons again.
Galaxa, I was supposed to give those out as Christmas gifts.
They make great gifts.
I just like the aliens celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, he's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's universal.
But yeah, so the idea is that the aliens gave this, you know, technology to the ancient civilizations because, you know, of its abilities to expand consciousness and healing. And so this guy, Joshua Shapiro, he is another author, all these like author people. He wrote Mysteries of
the
Crystal
Skull.
We
are the author people.
Yes, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. Famous author people.
Same me.
Whoa, I didn't say he was famous.
He's just one of the author people.
He runs in the same circles.
He's self-published. Okay.
He wrote, yeah, he co-wrote The Mysteries of the Crystal Skulls Revealed. And in that, he claims that there's like the healing properties, the expanded psychic abilities from people who've been in the presence of such skulls. And one exact writing quote is, "We believe the crystal skulls are a form of computer which are able to record energy and vibrations that occur around them. The skull will replay all events or images of the people who have come in contact with them. I.e., they contain the history of our world."
So they're just like a really big iPod.
The most legit iPod.
The brand of iPods.
It's like an iPod that you'd have if you were a Coke dealer, you know? Like a crystal skull iPod.
Yeah, that contains like the knowledge of God and all time and whatever in there. The best tracks.
Tracks for days.
So some science for you science people.
Oh, the scientists.
Yes, the science.
You author people, you science people.
To support the computer thing, that it being like a computer or whatever, is that, you know, current day computers use crystals. Most computer chips are made of crystalline silicone, which is basically a fancy word for quartz crystal.
Uh-huh.
Later when I give you some facts about quartz crystal, it's basically... Quartz is a mineral composed of silicone and oxygen.
Mm.
So, namely, silicone in the pure form is a semiconductor, which means it possesses properties of both metal, which conducts electricity, and an insulator, which blocks electricity. By controlling semiconducting, silicone can manipulate electrical signals that ultimately are the building blocks of transistors, memory chips, computer processors, and all of the electronics.
Well, and to... harken back to one of
harken?
Your...
Harken? Harken back?
He's harkening!
Hi, I'm harken back. I'm here to apply for the job.
That goes with that alien transmission that was projected in the fields.
Yeah,
they
said
they
were silicone-based.
Silicone-based life forms.
So maybe these are actual silicone skulls from silicone-based life forms that, you know... died on Earth.
And they said that they were us from the future, right? Wasn't that what the message was saying?
No, that was one of our hypotheses.
Oh, that's right.
Hypothesized.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hypotheses.
Yeah.
Yes.
On the high seas of hypotheses.
Again, quartz is a mineral composed of silicon and oxygen. It is the second most abundant mineral. The second most abundant mineral. And it's contained in the continental crust. The first one is feldspar. I didn't know what that was, and the internet didn't really help.
So
Danny
still
feldspar.
Yeah.
I imagine it's just some type of non-valuable whatever
rock.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I feel like there was like three subcategories of it that just meant like, yeah, clusters of minerals or whatever.
It's a rock no one cares about, all right? Fuck feldspar.
It's the real Eeyore of rocks, that's for sure.
Wham, feldspar, no one knows me. I don't do anything cool.
I just take a lots of space. Who's here? Feldspar.
So another thing about the quartz crystals to kind of support the theory that they like can hold and transmute energy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is that they have this thing called piezoelectric properties.
Yes, piezoelectric properties.
Yes, which is the electric charge that accumulates in certain solid objects in response to applied mechanical stress. And it's also...
I think my brain just broke.
With the boo.
Applied mechanical stress.
Break it down.
Yeah, you know. And then it's also a pyroelectric property. So that... gives it the potential
to conduct electricity.
Well, not. What was it?
We don't know, Tristan. You're gonna have to tell us.
Bend electrical current.
For some reason, now I'm not seeing it in my notes here. I was like, there we go. Yeah, power electric. There, whatever. Okay, here we go.
So they
develop an electric potential, so like you're saying, electric charge, upon the application of, again, the mechanical stress, which makes it have the ability to focus, amplify, store, and transform energy.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow, these skulls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just quartz crystal.
Okay, yeah.
Which these are made out of, so like they're saying that like if these have truly been around since... the, you know, dawn of civilization, that somehow you could store, transform the energy, focus it, whatever.
You could store a question mark in there.
Yes.
Literally potential. You know what I mean?
Is it going to be a one-up? Is it going to be an extra life? Are you going to grow bigger?
Are you going to have telekinetic powers like Jean Grey?
Just a pile of mushrooms?
Yeah.
Make you fly?
Maybe you just watch boring movies for the rest of eternity. Hard to say.
It is. Examples that this is used in, this technology, is like phonograph pickups, crystal oscillators, and that works by the resonant frequencies of a quartz oscillator. They use it to make very accurate measurements of very small mass changes in like a microbalance or in like a thin filmed thickness monitor. They also do quartz clocks, as well as mm-hmm. ultrasound devices, microphones, radio transmitters and receivers, memory chips, computers, and other electronical stuff, as I said
yes.
before.
And of course, they use crystals at the base of lightsabers.
Of course. I mean, that's how you amplify the laser and still make it so it's a certain depth field charge, so it's not just like a never-ending lightsaber, you
yep.
know?
We all know the science behind it.
We're all up to speed on that. You don't have to mansplain lightsabers to us, Tristan.
Don't patronize me, Tristan.
That's why I didn't do a mystery on it. All
good.
The facts.
Yes. Like there are quartz clocks that are just literally powered by quartz.
Yeah, and that's how it's able to be on such a precise time schedule.
That's impressive. Mm-hmm. These rocks are magic.
They are. And even more so, because once you get past, like, you know, that's the science. That's fact. There's no arguing that.
You
don't need a lab coat to say, well, tell me that.
I would trust you more if you did.
But then there are, like, you know, the metaphysical properties and that people believe in the qualities of crystals. And, like, so the same properties of energy amplification and programmability and memory also make clear quartz the most versatile and multidimensional stone in the mineral kingdom for healing, meditation, expansion of consciousness, communication with guides, past life recall, attracting love or prosperity, or you know, at this point, virtually anything. If you want a quartz crystal, it'll get it for
you. Yakiral crystal, yeah. Come on, one come down, one and all.
Welcome to the mineral kingdom. Yeah. I am quartz crystal, the king of this land.
There's a cartoon where they have, what's it called?
Steven Universe.
Yes,
Steven Universe. The crystal gems.
Yeah. So there you go.
They also have...
the crystal gems will always save the day.
Especially quartz crystal.
Rose quartz is his mother. She's the best one.
Rose
she's the most powerful one.
Of...
Yeah, she's a pink diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, but rose quartz is her name.
There are also crystal warriors on Adventure Time.
Yes.
This is also true.
Yep.
Indeed.
Yep. A lot of crystals out there.
Because the magic and power is real. Do you hear that, Robert?
Hey, I'm right on board with this. You
He's
know?
Right on board with this,
yeah.
Holly.
Yeah.
You gonna try to get me to pay up right now? I do not believe it.
Rob's so on board, he's chairman of the board.
That's right. So to benefit from rock crystal's blessings, one must feel in harmony with it and deserve its gifts. So it's kind of like the fairies or manifestation or the secret. You know, you got to, like, give it the power to, you know, because if you're doing something and you, no matter what you do, if you feel like it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Even if it's, like, scientifically proven to work, if you don't want it to work, it's not going to work.
You got to believe in it.
You got to believe.
Believe in the power of the crystals.
This is correct. Do it.
Wait, what?
Since?
Since. I think he's saying since. You know, like you get back when you spend a dollar.
No, since. Like one has about their head.
I don't know. Since? What do you mean? You're talking about since back long time ago?
Yes, since from long ago. A lot of it is like intention or whatever. If you need to put intent of good. Because if you put intent other than that of, you know, for good, inevitably brings back harm upon to oneself, you know.
What's wrong, Karen? You seem a little down today. Ugh, I put negative intent into all my crystals.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you want to do bad to other people, eventually it's going to come back to you because it's an amplifier. So, like, if you're putting out negativity and wanting negativity to happen to others, it's just going to amplify that and inevitably affect you as well.
I shall amplify my powers with the power of the crystals.
So,
damn it, I stubbed my toe!
I mean, presumably they could be used for evil.
Yeah,
right?
But just know that you're not going to have a great life, you know? It's going to be like the monkey paw. You think you're making a great wish, and then next thing you know...
I don't desire great life, I only desire power!
And well, other stereotypical villain lines.
Maybe you should look into making a deal with the devil.
One in the manner of Bobby's deals with the devil? That's a term we're all familiar with.
I mean, from what I've heard from Bobby's deals with the devil, you get a good life out of making deals with the devil.
Oh, yeah. I've loved Bobby's deals with the devil's volumes 1-4.
Whether you want to be great at playing music or getting real high in the political field, whatever you want to do... It's Bobby's Deals with the Devil.
Yeah! Cha-cha-cha!
Bobby's Deals with the Devil is brought to you by High Mystery.
Again, like I was saying, clear quartz is an excellent amplifier of energies. So it's good to use it around your other stones to enhance, you know, their energy as well. So people use it for like making grids. It's a good base material for people who want to make wands or staffs.
When you don't have dragon heart string available.
And then the classic, the clear crystal sphere that many have been portrayed with, like fortune tellers and gypsies and whatnot for, you know,
seeing
divining.
Divination.
Yes.
yes. Divination.
For ongoing personal energy, you can carry the clear quartz as a tumble stone or touch it as needed for an instant lift. You know, you're feeling down at work. Karen just came and put a stack of papers on your desk.
I got a memo about over postage, you know, use in the office.
Right, you weren't CCing everybody in the emails. They're really upset about it.
You just realized you made 300 copies of the back cover of the book instead of the inside.
And collated them.
Yep.
They found out that you faxed your butt to everybody.
Someone ate the last half of your chocolate jello pudding fridge. Had your name on it.
Stole your stapler.
Quartz crystal. Throw it in your pocket. Feel better.
Yes. And so people use it as a filter against negativity and to transform critical words, you know?
Okay. Get a bad review from your boss, you grab your quartz crystal.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So this leads me to the disputes, because I got to cover all the angles. Because I clearly lean towards one side.
They say.
So scientists and archaeologists are very skeptical about the origins of these skulls. Bringing it back to the skulls. For one thing, not a single skull was recovered on a documented excavation. So people are just coming to the, you know, the wood, out of the woodworks, being like, I found this, I dug it up, and they're like, okay, was it for like research and any typical thing? Like,
are there stone
wrenches? Playing soccer.
I went on there with a hatchet.
Wife's been using it to prop open the back door for months.
It's real scuffed.
They're self-taught.
Something fell out of it, just threw it in the trash.
And yes, while skulls were a common motif in ancient Mesoamerica, and particularly the Aztec, the artwork, it's not the style and the techniques of the crystal skulls. They do not represent a single genuine pre-Columbian representation of a skull. So, like, the way they would draw a skull looks nothing like any of these crystal skulls. It doesn't mean that, you know...
that they don't harbor magical powers.
Right, or that they weren't made in that time period. You know, a lot of times they drew things and they look different than the actual thing.
Sure, and this, according to this, these skulls might predate all of that artwork.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they're real skulls left over by actual beings. That's why they're so perfect.
We are the crystal people. We are from the end of the movie, The Dark Crystal. Beings of pure white light.
I mean, why not?
I feel like that is very close to fact. So recently, scientists from the British Museum in London and
scientists from the British Museum,
yes, and the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. They conducted analysis of the crystal skulls using electron microscopes. And after finding markings that could only have been made by modern-day carving implements rather than the stone, bone, and wooden tools that would have been used in pre-Columbian times, they concluded that the skulls were likely fakes.
Oh.
But.
Oh.
The true believers say that that's because the advanced technology of said aliens or yeah, of said culture.
Yeah, or even the quartz itself, giving them ability to carve them more, you know, with more finesse than what they would have been able to do.
Right, and really it just comes down to the fact that, like, the markings of the polish are all in, like, one direction, so that, like, implies that it's, like, from a rotary, like, because most times when, like, people polish by hands, it's, like, in a, you know, all over the place pattern. But it's not to say that they weren't, you know, like, Zen monks or something and, like, going in one direction.
Or they could have had a rudimentary wheel with polishing abilities, or they could have had some kind of, you know, technique that we don't even know about. Just like the balls of Costa Rica, they presume that there might have been some kind of chemical in the plants that were in the area.
To, like, dissolve the outside of it.
Exactly, so who knows?
There was also, you know, there's now evidence that they had, like, ancient batteries that we never thought they had back in the day, and they've, like, done the replicas of, like, taking the exact materials that they would have had and building it in, like, these vases, and it works. It produces electric current, so boom.
Yeah, Ben Franklin, like me, I'm so great. Oh, yeah, people have been doing that forever.
This is true. What a jerk.
Get mad about it.
And, yeah, basically the naysayers believe that they were probably manufactured in the 1800s in response to a surge of interest in the ancient world and its artifacts.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, but it's just whether you believe or not.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say?
I mean, I believe in the power of the stones. I don't, you know, I've not held one of these skulls in my hands to, like, feel the power, but, you know, I feel like that's what it would take for me. I would need to, like, feel it in my hands.
Then you'd have to say, by the power of Grayskull.
If it was, like, a Milky or, like, a Dark Horse, then, yeah, I guess.
I'll get that key, man.
In his little banana hammock.
Where are the skulls now?
Yeah.
So a couple of them are in museums, and then a few of the other ones are still in, like, private collections.
Oh, yes. I love to look at my skull.
And obviously the people who have let science look at their skulls are, like, the ones who are, like, the science only proves that it was done with special technology, and, like, it proves that it was from aliens, instead of, like, science is like, no, it proves that it's fake, so...
Yeah.
So it's, what side do you take? Are you on the side of science, or are you on the side of magic?
Do you go with science, or do you go with magic?
Or are they the same thing?
I like that one.
Yeah.
A trick is something a whore does for money.
Illusions,
But yeah. Still, where did the lighter fluid come from?
It could be that they just, like, rained down from the sky, too. You know, like, a passing UFO got into an accident, and these just, like, fell out the side.
A stock of crystal skulls? No!
How will we ever power the transmuter drive?
I guess we're taking the scenic route home.
That's I'm feeling off.
You got any theories?
No.
You're sold on... all of it.
Everything that you said, I agree with.
I feel pretty good about myself.
Well, what Robert wants to know is, what does the government think about this? Because he's going to follow suit.
The government tells me where to go and what to do.
And I listen.
Unfortunately, they do that for all of us. Well, that's all that we got on the crystal skulls. Please let us know what you think. You can hit us up on the Facebooks, the Twitters. We got the website, the email. We got people who want to come in and guest with us. You should do that. We like to have people. We like to rep products, so you should definitely, like, hook us up with some products. I enjoyed the Turp Pen a lot.
Yeah, the Turp Pen was nice.
Yes, solid.
For High Mystery, I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Holly.
Can I hit that dirt pen some more?